Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm stopping this right now. This is utterly ridiculous.
I've never heard that version of the fight
and
song.
And there's a reason. It's terrible.
Very regal.
We're not starting there. That was awful.
Wow.
I mean, that was worse than his opening speech. Look, I told you yesterday, he's not a great public speaker, and he doesn't need to be. Neither was Mark. Go win games, but my God.
I was trying to help him out. With
yeah,
that,
listen.
Make him sound more,
if you wanted to help him out, you could have toweled his head off. poor Mel was just pouring sweat up there. That poor guy.
He needed some water bad.
He was dying.
No, Roberto, you didn't have all 17 people that spoke before him last night on the
Is this how we're starting this deal?
My God.
I know one guy who didn't speak last night.
Yeah, no kidding. That was weird.
Celebration. I know every assistant coach was there except one guy. Oops.
What do you make of that?
Are we really starting here?
I mean, we don't need to do an hour on it, but might as well.
I mean, listen. Here's the deal. If you're going to have Tom Izzo speak, how do you not have Mark D'Antonio talk? And for all the people who go, well, he would overshadow Mel's day. Baloney. Totally ridiculous. You get up there as a legend that you are, and you throw unilateral support behind this man, and you go, I couldn't be prouder that this man is taking over the program I'm leaving behind. This whole university needs to throw their complete support behind Mel. Mel, I'm here for whatever you need. I'm going to help you in any way possible. You know, do what Izzo did. Yeah, you know what? Spartan fans can play pretend any way they want. Mark needed to be there. But then again, this is just another example. And you know what's funny? It's kind of like leaking out of East Lansing. Well, Mark did all the fundraising to get all the extra money for assistance. Really? What was he going to do with it? He wasn't replacing anybody. He wasn't spending any of that money. And if he did raise the money to get Mel Tucker what he needed, then Mark should have been up on that stage. He should have, he just sashay on up there. Tell me why he wasn't there. Hey, I don't want to hear about overshadowing. Because if that's the case, Tom Izzo overshadowed Mel Tucker. Because Tom Izzo is an effing stud. He's a legend. But you know what Tom did? Went up there and threw his complete support behind that man, behind that family. And I don't even think it was necessary for Tom to talk. You know why Tom spoke? Because Mark wasn't there. That to me is how that works. Now, again, MSU's got a lot of bad public speakers. Tom's not one. Beekman, brutal. Stanley, brutal. But like, Mike, every assistant was there. Did you notice how Mark's name wasn't really mentioned last night?
Tucker did not mention D'Antonio once until he was asked the final question.
And you
question.
Know what he said? I got to reconnect with
yeah.
him. So pretty clear they didn't speak. But yet, you're going to get the state brigade. Well, Mark raised the money.
No,
well,
he
then,
didn't.
Well, then why wouldn't Mark be there? Why wouldn't Mark come out on stage and just go, guys, listen, a little bit of a crazy week. This is an unbelievable university. Mel, I couldn't be happier that you're the guy that was chosen. And I want to let you know, I will be here every step of the way to help you. Every step of the way to help you bring this thing where you need to bring it. And with that, introduce the 25th head coach at Michigan State football. That's not overshadowing Mel Tucker. That's being an adult. That's being a legend. That's doing what's necessary, earning your million-dollar deal in the AD department. Look, if he raised the money, he should have been there. I mean, I'm not going to do 4 hours on this. But, like, when his name was mentioned by Stanley and everyone applauded, you know what everyone else was doing? They were looking around for Mark. And then it was kind of like they realized, oh, he ain't here. Keep applauding. I'm sorry. The entire assistant staff was there. You had a player talk, but not D'Antonio. You had Izzo talk, but not D'Antonio. Mike, it doesn't take... Now, let me ask you this question. Let's have some fun. Let's be bad guys. If it was Luke Fickell getting announced as head coach, would D'Antonio have been there?
I don't with as much salt and shade as there seems to be, Mike. I don't know, because this ending has just been sad.
Hold on. Since when do you get in trouble for just asking a question? I'm just asking.
I honestly, you'd like to think so, because you'd think he'd be closer to Fickell than he is with Tucker. But then again, Tucker at the end yesterday, notice how he said at the end of the press conference, D'Antonio is also one of those guys that I mentioned earlier. Well, guess what? You didn't mention D'Antonio earlier when you were mentioning Nick Saban and Jim Tressel.
Listen, I just believe there is bitterness. I believe this man feels like wrong has been done to him. I don't think everything is copacetic. I've said it from the beginning. I think he screwed the program. And you want to tell me he raised that money? Fine. Whether he raised it a year ago, 6 months ago, or a day ago. If you were responsible for raising that money, but it was because you planned on being here until you quit, well, then I wouldn't be at that press conference. But if you raised that money out of goodwill for Mel Tucker, and you're happy with the program, and you're okay being in retirement, you're at that press conference last night, and you get up there and you are gracious and you are generous and you are enthusiastic and you welcome Mel Tucker into the family. That's what you do. And Mark didn't do it. So if you want to explain his actions away and go, he didn't want to overshadow the evening. Mm-mm. Nope. There's nothing overshadowing Mel Tucker. If you get up there and you do what Tom did, I'm here for whatever you need. You're going to love it here. I'm thrilled to have you here. That's it. I don't need to do some big thing. I don't even need to raise my voice. Mike, that was bizarre. I don't care if I'm the only man on the planet who believes it. That was utterly bizarre. When they looked around the room and Mark wasn't there, when every assistant's there, but when he's not mentioned until asked about, I mean, it just tells you. It tells you everything we've talked about. Mark didn't play a role in this process to hire Mel Tucker. And from the sounds of it, he wasn't very involved at all with Luke Fickell. Oh, sure, maybe they exchanged cell numbers. The bottom line is, if Mark really was a part of this and was really happy and was ready to retire and was good where he was at, you're at that press conference last night. And you, the man who built this damn thing, you have the graciousness and the self-awareness to officially and publicly pass the baton to the next choice. Because if you're not there, it suggests you're not happy. A statement? No. Mm-mm. Nope. A statement's passing the buck. A statement is like texting somebody bad news that you should pick up the phone and call them with. Anybody can release a statement. Because nobody writes their own statements. They get written for them and rubber stamped. Mark should have been there. There's just no two ways about it. If you believe everything's okay, and you're like, Valeni, you're such an ass dole. No, I'm just being honest. Like, if he was happy and he was cool and there were no hard feelings and he went out there and passed the hat for Mel Tucker and raised the money for the if he did all those things, you're up on that stage. You say how happy you are that your baby's getting handed over to Mel Tucker, how you're going to be a resource for him and the family, how you'll do anything in your power with your new job in the athletic department to make Michigan State football success. And with that, you welcome Mel Tucker, period. It didn't happen. So for all the people who want to keep pouring sand on the whole idea that Mark screwed him and Mark's bitter and Mark's not happy, that's fine. His actions tell a different story. Because if he raised the money for the assistants, if he did that, he would have been there last night. He should have been there. He should have been happy. But the fact his name wasn't mentioned until last, the fact that Mel Tucker admitted he had to reconnect with him, the fact that everybody was there except Mark, the way Mark went out, the tone the night Mark went out, hey, man, looks like a duck, walks like a duck. It's a duck. Just saying.
Well, and I'm going to use a word that you might not be happy with because I know I know you're closer to it and you probably don't have this emotion to it. But I think this entire situation is just sad. it's sad how the ending went down with a great coach who really just rose a program up, and now this breakup. And you can use the word angry. I know that you're upset with how stuff happened. I get that. But looking at the situation, it is really sad that there had to be a breakup like this with a great coach and a university.
But you know what would have put a bow on it? You know what would have poured water on my entire idea about what's going on? If Mark shows up last night and does the gracious thing.
Sure. No, I texted someone who was there last night just because I wanted to know. And I said, hey, is D'Antonio there? Is he even at this press conference? I said, nope, have no one seen him.
Nope. See, it would have been gracious if he did that. That would have been the ultimate F Mike move. Get up there, shake hands, throw your full weight behind this man. Don't release a statement. Say it. Be there. Instead, Tom Izzo had to do what you really should have done. People upset that Tom talked, and I know, Mike, you weren't thrilled about it. You know why Tom had to do it? Because Mark wasn't willing to. That's why. That was the job of the football coach, the legend, to do what Tom did. But that's what Tom does. Tom will take the bullets for everybody else. And Tom got up there, and look, it was a little too long. If it was the Oscars, the music would have been playing. Tom, it's time to go. But he did the job. That's I don't have anything else to say. It really comes down to the listeners. I'm not yelling, not screaming. I'm moving on. I'm happy we got a coach. But if you don't think that was bizarre, and you asked me, don't ask me if you don't want the answer. If you don't think that was bizarre, I think it's because you don't want it to be bizarre. 248-539-9797. I'm happy to take calls on that. I'm happy to take ticket text. You know we're going to mix the Stafford stuff in because I'll tell you the only way that this report has any credence. And I'll tell you next. 97.1.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.